He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is November the 15th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting once again on getaway day here in Sarasota. And I think the market's been down every day I've been in Sarasota. What's up with Sarasota, man? I'm going to go back to Minnesota. I think it was up every day. Well, you can't control the day-to-day of the market or the week-to-week. You have to take a look at the bigger cycles. We've been in a bull market for 9.5 years now. Well, not today. The Dow is not in a bull market, at least for the day. We're down 125 points on the Dow, 24,955. The S&P is down 15 points, which puts it at 2,686. Remember, 2,600 is kind of a magic number there on the S&P. That is the support level that we went down to a few weeks ago. The NASDAQ is at 7,113. We're down 22 points on the NASDAQ today. The Russell 2000 down 0.3%. Crude oil, which has really been smashed here over the last couple of weeks, up a quarter today to $56.50. Gold is up $2.90 to $12.13. And the 10-year yield, well, we've got some action going on in the bond market. We've got some buying going on in the bond market, and that has driven the interest rates on the 10-year down to 3.10. I got to believe that's caused a tightening and a narrowing of the yield curve also. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from Sarasota. Beautiful, beautiful day out there. Nice big billowy clouds, probably in the 70s today, but we are leaving later today after my speech to the American Association of Individual Investors, Sarasota chapter. Maybe you ought to look them up. Well, I'll be speaking at 4 p.m. You know, I can't really prepare speeches in the stock market. Oh, I would love to prepare a speech a month in advance or 2 weeks in advance or even a week in advance. No, market conditions change every day. So I kind of just go in not knowing beforehand what I'm going to say other than a general outline in my head. I've only got an hour and 15 minutes to get my message across to them. And if you're in the vicinity, you can look at their website, the American Association of Individual Investors, AAII, Sarasota chapter, at the location, the time. It's at 4 p.m. You can pay at the door. They charge $10 for their events. All right, well, let's take a look and see. Before we move on with today, what happened yesterday? It was another down day in the market. I sound like a broken record from day to day. I got a couple of theories here. I think GE is impacting the market more than we know. That's a scary deal, you know, with all of the debt that's all of a sudden showing up at GE. It's hammering their bonds. It's spooking the rest of the market. Could a big company like GE collapse? You know, probably not. But it, at the same time, is a little bit spooky for the market to see a once big blue chip stock like that fall so precipitously. Well, stocks fell again yesterday. We had another volatile session. I want to say we had that big up day the day after the elections when the market was up 550 points. I don't know that we've had another up day since then. Yesterday, it was the banks that led the charge down San Juan Hill. Comments from Representative Maxine Waters, who was set to take over as the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. Well, that's the business that I am in. She will take over that committee in January, and she has promised that the days of weakening regulations are coming to an end. That spooked investors yesterday. You saw a big move into the bond market. Well, let's see, we've got about 25 basis points now separating the 2-year from the 10-year. So we have seen a flattening of the yield curve here. And we continue to see that downwards pressure on Apple. What is Apple doing today? AAPL. Apple is actually catching a little bit of a bid here today at $187 per share. It was $233 per share just a few months ago, and that has also weighed on the market. Apple is a member. It's a big influential stock on both the Dow and on the NASDAQ. Apple was down another 2.8%, and I think it's a little bit unnerving to see PG&E, that's Pacific Gas and Electric, plunging 22%, saying it could be subject to liability in excess of its insurance coverage if its equipment is found to be the cause of the massive fires in Northern California. And we've also seen a big spiking higher in natural gas prices and a big spike lower in energy oil prices. We've got the Brexit talks going on. Apparently the UK cabinet approved a Brexit deal yesterday. That's falling apart today. Man, how long has that been going on? How long ago was the Brexit vote? Well, Theresa May said she had the backing of her cabinet for the Brexit deal. More details are to come soon. That was yesterday. But it's sure to contain plenty of anger, and it's going to please some of those on all sides of the political spectrum. You think we have, rancor here in the U.S. in our politics? Just listen to a session of Parliament over there in Britain, where they hoot and they holler and they boo and they cheer and they cuss and fight and everything else. Just another day at the office in politics. We do have a little optimism out of China. China shares got a lift overnight on signs that Beijing and Washington may be taking steps to de-escalate their bitter trade dispute. We also had good earnings from Tencent Holdings yesterday. Let's just take a look at a proxy for the Chinese market. Let's look at Alibaba today. How is Alibaba? You know, that's a pretty good chart on Alibaba. It looks to me like it's put in a bottom. It's been building a nice base, sideways base, and the stock is up 2% again today, is Alibaba. And I think that's a pretty good proxy for that Chinese market. For the first time since summer, Chinese officials delivered a written response. See, they haven't been talking to each other. That's never a good method of resolving disputes. Officials a written response to the Trump administration of potential trade concessions, giving hopes to investors that the two sides might bring an end to the spat. Now, let's go back to the election a week ago Tuesday, and I said that the averages in a midterm election, no guarantees, but over time, the market has been up 16.7% higher after an election. And we did the math, and that put the S&P 500 right about where my target price is based on the earnings expectations that are out there. I am not ready to call an end to the bull market that began back in March of 2009, but it certainly has been a choppy ride here recently. We've had many choppy rides along the way over the last 9+ years. And this is another one of those choppy rides. I currently have 64% sitting in cash, waiting to see where the new leaders emerge. It's hard to sit on your thumbs and do nothing. I don't like going through a database of 5,000 stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds, and then at the end of the day, you know what trading alert I send to my live trading subscribers? I did not find anything to buy or sell today. Oh, I looked hard, but I didn't find anything. Well, you know what? You cannot force the issue. Patience. Patience and have some kind of discipline is very important in the market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Are there any best stocks? No, not really. I didn't find any yesterday to buy. Oh, you know, you get an itchy trigger finger and you want to pull the trigger and you want to push the buy button. But I, you know, there's just really nothing right now. So you just have to be patient during a time like this. Protect on the downside and look for opportunities. I really believe eventually this will all blow over and the market will return to earnings, which are expected to be up 20% this year versus last year. And what do we have? We have 20% growth in earnings and we have a flat market. The market is being held down. It's being suppressed. There's a lid on it, I think, because mostly of the China situation. Next year, we're looking for 10% growth in earnings on top of the 20 this year. Something's got to give eventually. What has given this year? The multiple has compressed. The PE, forward PE, has compressed from 18.4 clear down to about 15.4, I would guess, right now, is where we stand. Okay, we also, you know, are worried a little bit about the rest of the world. Europe continues to, I mentioned yesterday about Germany for the first time in many years. They had some negative numbers coming out on their economy. Today it's the UK. UK retail sales unexpectedly fell for the second consecutive month. Now, you see, once you get a couple months in a row like that, you start to assume that a trend is developing. So now we've got Germany with one quarter bad report. We had Japan yesterday, one quarter bad report. And now today we're getting the UK with one quarter of a bad retail sales report coming from the UK. So you know what? I don't own any UK stocks. I don't own any European stocks. I don't own any Japanese stocks. I don't own any German stocks, but they do have a yellow flag go up in those three economies with one quarter in of negative growth. Here in the U.S., what would be the signs that our economy is starting to go in a recession? So far, we haven't seen any signs whatsoever. One of the signs, we would see increasing unemployment. We would see increasing jobless claims. No, instead we've got 216,000, which is in line with consensus. So you cannot point to the fact, well, the market believes that the U.S. is going into a recession. You know, the chances of a recession over the next 12 months are about 10%. Very, very low. And recessions and bear markets go hand in hand. You do not want to own stocks in a recession when the economy, U.S. economy, is going into a recession. We've had hotter than expected jobs numbers recently. We've had record unemployment numbers. It's hard to find help right now if you're expanding your business and you continue to have very low jobless claims. Now, yesterday, Maxine Waters, the new sheriff in town, Maxine Waters of Inglewood, California, pointing her finger and shaking her finger at the financial service industries. Yesterday, the financial stocks drove the broader market lower after Representative Maxine Waters, who's set to take over as chair of the House Financial Service Committee in January, promises to halt the last couple years of Dodd-Frank rollback. You see, Dodd-Frank went too far. We had the financial crisis, yes. The banks made a lot of bad loans, yes. The ratings agencies rated those that paper, the loan paper, AAA. It was not AAA. It was a mess. A lot of people bought homes that they had no business buying, but the banks gave them the approval to buy the homes. Credit was easy. The conditions for qualifying for a loan were very, very low. So you can point your finger, many areas, Wall Street greed, yes, they were making money by packaging these bad loans and reselling them. Can you point your finger at government? Yes, by telling the banks, hey, you need to be making loans to low and middle income people. You need to set the bar very low. So there's a lot of fingers, a lot of different areas where you can point a finger. But, of course, Ms. Waters pretty much blames Wall Street for the mess, and she is out to get even. In fact, she has said, we are going to do to Wall Street. Which, by the way, Maxine, the market has quadrupled since 2009. We are going to do to Wall Street what they did to us. She says, make no mistake, come January, in this committee, the days of this committee weakening regulations and putting our economy once again at risk of another financial crisis will come to an end. Waters commented before Randall Quarles, Federal Reserve Vice Chair of Oversight for the banking industry. Since 2017, when President Trump took office, the administration has sought to lighten regulatory requirements on banks imposed by bank Dodd-Frank reform, especially the smaller banks that were adopted in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. Well, you know what? I don't have any exposure to the banks either. But I do find it interesting, and I think it's a real big vote of confidence, not only in the economy, but on the financial sector, that Warren Buffett has increased his exposure considerably, especially to J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon's little franchise, and also Bank of America, which seems to fly in the face of the sell-off yesterday in the financial sector. The financial sector is not a leading sector in the market. It's very much a laggard sector in the market right now. I don't know that I have any exposure, unless you want to count Visa and MasterCard. I guess they are financial stocks. But as far as the banks go, one of the leading assets, one of the leading ETFs in my entire database of 5,000 right now is the inverse regional banking ETF. I would also tell you that as we begin the day, I have 96 B plus or better stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in my database of 5,000. Normally, I have 300 or 400. I only have 96. This continues to be a very weak market. I do not like to buy into a very weak market. You know that I did a lot of selling in October. I currently have a 64% cash position waiting for this market to heal, to get back on its sea legs and start following earnings once again. In the meantime, I protect on the downside. I have the defense on the field. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I don't think the market's real happy. I think it's unnerving to see a big company like GE with all the problems that it's had. It was just a few years back when I was here in Sarasota and I made GE the poster boy of being a soggy stock at the time. And the stock was trading in the $35 area. Now it's $8. General Electric is on track to give back half of yesterday's 8% gain. Let's just check in on it again today. And the reason I bring this up is because I do believe that it is impacting the rest of the market. All of a sudden, GE needs money. Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime? Not a dime. How about $100 million? After news of a planned sale of its stake in Baker Hughes finally gave investors a reason to cheer, well, Moody's says it likes the news, estimating that the $4 billion of expected, so they're selling their stake in Baker Hughes, which Imilt was part of adding Baker Hughes to the GE portfolio. Now they're selling their stake in it. Who knows how much they lost on this one, but they will get $4 billion of expected proceeds from the partial sale. That's a partial sale of GE's 62.5% ownership in BHGE. And let's not forget that GE has also recently cut their dividend to zero. Well, 0.1%, something like that. Why? They need the money. Well, the impact of the recent sharp decline in GE bonds is rippling through the financial markets as investors scramble to reassess the company's risk. You've got bearish hedge funds that are betting prices will fall further, and you've got banks, okay, so you see the collateral damage from GE could spread to the banks. They are moving to limit their exposure. A slide below investment grade at GE could become a pivotal moment in the U.S. credit market's 9-year bull run and would flood the $1.2 billion junk bond market, increasing the amount of tradable high-yield debt by 10%. That's how much GE, if they were to receive a downgrade to their debt, that would then go to junk and raise. Now, there's another vulnerable area of the market. As I look at the 60 or 65 inverse funds that are out there right now, one of the ones that interests me and continues to interest me the most is the ProShares Junk Bond Inverse ETF. No, you're not buying junk bonds. You're betting against junk bonds. Remember the big junk bond debacle and the savings and loan crisis and Michael Milken and the leverage buyouts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there's a lot of debt out there on the books that is rated junk. And if GE were to be rated as junk, that would increase the pool of junk debt by 10%. And I'm looking at SJB today, which is inverse junk bonds. It is really jumping. Not only jumping, it's a hopping here today. SJB, inverse junk bonds, okay? And GE is a big reason why that SJB is jumping today. GE is also withdrawing from its Nigerian rail concession. They are exiting the transportation business 100%. They're going to take a loss on that. Last year, they won a contract to manage Nigeria's narrow gauge rail network in partnership with three other companies. Now they are backing out of that. They need the money. And it's also unnerving to see a big utility. We're talking half of California. Pacific Gas and Electric, PCG. What happens if a utility goes belly up? That stock is down another 22% today. The widows and orphan utility stock, right? What's the yield at now? The yield's got to be, it's 9.2% right now. Headquartered in San Francisco, California, PG&E was trading at $50 per share before the California fires, $50 per share. It's now $20 per share. That's a 60% drop. There are hedge funds that are closing shop because of big bets that they made in PG&E. Prominent hedge funds include Seth Klarman's. Oh, he wrote that book. What is it? The Little Book of Investing, something like that. May be bearing the brunt of PG&E's plunging stock price after raising bets on the utility in the months ahead of the massive camp fire. Wow. Seth Klarman quadrupled its exposure during Q3. It owns 19 million shares as of the end of September. Viking Global Investors, another big hedge fund, added a new position in PG&E in purchasing 5.7 million shares. Blue Mountain Capital bought 4 million shares at the end of the quarter, and Appaloosa Management more than doubled its exposure to own 4 million shares of PG&E. The moves were made even though PG&E already was facing 200 lawsuits from last year's fires. You know, it'd be real interesting to see where this all ends up with a public utility. What kind of liability, what kind of blame will they be given for a fire that's now killed 58 people, caused billions and billions of dollars in damage, and you've got a big utility, half of California, and the stock is down 22% today, taking down 5 big hedge funds. Oh boy, there's just nothing but good news here. I'm ready to get back to Charleston, you know, later tonight, and to write my newsletter tomorrow. Well, there's more good news. The U.S. Post Office, their loss triples to almost $4 billion. Will this pressure Amazon? And I was going to comment. I looked at a lot of charts here during the break. And I'm just here to tell you that one of the ugliest charts that I see out there is Amazon. I do not own Amazon. I had a line in the sand on Amazon. I sold it for a pretty hefty profit again. But I had a line in the sand on Amazon. Will the loss by the U.S. Postal Service push them to raise prices on Amazon? President Trump has wagged his finger at Amazon. He claims that they pay too little for the U.S. Postal Service's for agency services. Well, the U.S. Postal Service took in $70 billion for the fiscal year, but their loss tripled to $3.9 billion. It seems like only one thing can be done, and that's to raise prices on, us, stamps. Does anybody use stamps anymore? I guess we do. Shipping costs. But it could also pressure Amazon, who just made a big offer. Let's not forget, Amazon, number one, increased their minimum wage to $15 per share. That takes a bite out of margins. They've offered a whole month of free shipping with no minimum. You can have a 99-cent pack of peanut M&Ms, I guess, shipped to you by Amazon for free. And who bears the brunt of the shipping cost? Amazon. And now you have the Postal Service losing all of this money. And that's also pressuring Amazon stock here today. Amazon stock today is at $1,553. It was at $2,033, so it is down, about 20%, over 20%, Amazon. Amazon does have really good support at 1,500. We'll see if it holds that level. But it's closing in for a test right now of that level at 1,552. And even with the drop today, the P.E. ratio on Amazon currently at 98. Well, when we come back, how about Walmart and Cisco? Are either of those best stocks now? And what about the crash, the continuing crash in Bitcoin? Don't say I didn't warn you. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there are a couple of big stocks in the news today. One of those is Cisco. Cisco's better days, well, a long time ago, to be frank. Cisco, although it's done okay, it's had a pretty good year this year. I currently have Cisco ranked at number 1,749 out of 4,996 stocks in my database. Although Cisco, it's up $1.40 today. It's up 3%. But my problem here with Cisco, I'm a growth investor, as you know, for the most part. I like growth stocks, and I like superior growth stocks. And even if they pay a dividend like Cisco, Cisco's current dividend yield is currently 2.9%, I still want some growth along with that dividend. And as I look at the last 5 years of Cisco, I see that their earnings growth has averaged 5% per year. Well, that's pretty tepid growth for a technology company that has pretty much come full cycle. It's no longer an aggressive growth stock. It's no longer a premier growth stock. It's now kind of fallen into that growth and income phase. When a company starts paying a dividend, generally speaking, a lot of their better growth years are now behind them. And they pay out the dividend because they can't really find ways to really grow the business anymore. I mean, you reach critical mass. Cisco is a $205 billion company, and I'm just looking at their last four quarters. Their sales growth, 3%, 4%, 6%, 8%. So they're averaging about 5% growth, which is better than stagnation and no growth whatsoever. But at the same time, when you're looking to field a team of the 30 best growth stocks that you can find in the market, if the market's healthy, it's very hard to make a case for Cisco, CSCO, which did have a better than expected earnings report. But you know what? The stock has been pretty flat after, you know, being one of the great stocks, probably from the years of the mid 90s to 2000, one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Walmart has also reported earnings today. Pretty dull. The stock is down 2.4%. I just have a hard time. There's another stock that over the last 5 years, their earnings growth has been negative 3% per year. Negative 3% per year. Their sales growth is averaging about 2 or 3% per year. They're not opening new Walmarts anymore. They're tweaking Walmarts. They're trying to establish their big online presence. It's having some impact. But still, Look at their overall sales. Even despite all the investments they've made into Walmart.com and their online presence, if you look at their sales during this most recent quarter that was just reported today, you compare it with the same quarter last year, their sales are up 1%. So Walmart is another example in my book. Yes, it pays a dividend of 2.1%. Yes, it qualifies as a growth and income stock. But I don't really like the growth half of the equation. Negative 3% growth over the last 5 years. There are a couple of promising small caps in the news today. Canada Goose Holdings. That's been a very good stock since going public in 2017. The symbol is Goose, G-O-O-S. Now, their earnings, what did we just say? Walmart's earnings have been negative 3% per year for the last 5 years. Canada Goose's earnings have been 82% per year on average over the last 5 years. And this quarter that they reported here today, their sales were up 34% and their earnings were up 60%. Now, this is not a giant company. It's a $7.2 billion small cap company, larger small cap company, headquartered in Toronto. They manufacture designer, manufacturer, retailer premium outerwear for men, women, and children. That stock is up 2% today. It did break out to a new all-time high yesterday. But this is a very aggressive small cap stock. This would be a candidate in a better market as an aggressive growth or ultra growth, which this stock definitely is. In fact, let's just see here. Yeah, Canada Goose is in my top 300 right now. Okay, now there's one other one that also is a pretty good example of a best stock now, but it's not a best market now. Planet Fitness, PLNT, a $5 billion stock, small cap. They've been growing their earnings by 35%. Now, these smaller growth companies do not pay dividends. These are for ultra growth investors that have time on their side or are able to take a little bit more risk. But even these good growth stocks, you know what? They need a good market. They need a good market to thrive in. And this has been a choppy market since the beginning of October, hence the 63% cash position that I'm currently carrying on the books here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, I do believe that eventually we're headed for 3,000. We're north of 3,000 on the S&P 500. That's what the earnings and a reasonable multiple would suggest. But in the meantime, we have very weak sentiment on the market, and that is the other half of the equation. One half of my equation is valuation, which is excellent right now, but the other half is relative strength, performance, sentiment, charts, etc. That part is very weak right now. I have to have both of those in place to really be firing bullets at the market. And right now we just don't have that sentiment side. So I'm in protective mode, okay? Waiting, sitting on my thumbs, waiting for a good opportunity, which I believe is out there. If you'd like a little bit more activity, a more active management as opposed to passive, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter. I'll be working on it tomorrow, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.